For March the 25th, 2021, this is Developer Talks Games, episode 208. Another day in the arena to discuss. As I've mentioned before, I've not really been into just pushing back into Mythic lately. I've been playing around with a lot of different decks. But I actually did take a moment or an hour or so to do just that yesterday, and I had really good success. I played with my Timber Turns deck, which I believe I've talked about before. It's not my own brew, so it's one of the common decks in the meta right now. And I find it to be really effective against most of the types of decks, actually. It, of course, has the core adventure cards in there with the Innkeeper, Bonecrusher Giant, Lovestruck Beast, and Brazen Borrower. I think those are the main ones. But then it has Obosh as the companion. It has Alderaan's Epiphany. It has Sot Coming and the Goldspan Dragon. I think that's all. I guess also it has the Mammoths. And I made a little change my own variant on the deck. So I put in that blue land, what's it called, Glasspool Mimic. I put one of those in there as well, so I found that I could do with that delayed mana tapped land, or it's a pretty effective later on in the game to be able to make a copy of your Goldspan Dragon or your Lovestruck Beast or so. So that's pretty much the only change that I've made myself to the deck. I guess also I play with the Kira Best of Sea God, one copy of that, and it also has the Gragehenge, which is a common in the meta version of the deck. I found it really effective against most archetypes. Against mono red, I don't do as well. I just have a 38% win loss. Although, unfortunately, my statistics are not up to date. These are about a week old. So I think I've done better against mono red after this, and also rogues. But I was lucky yesterday not to encounter more than I think one rogue, and they were having problems. I beat them pretty easily, so that was a good time. So this deck took me back from Platinum Tier 4 back into Diamond Tier 4. Then I went back to my jank decks. I've been experimenting quite a lot with the Ox and the Colossal Plow decks. I don't know if I didn't realize it before, but since they're both 2-drops, they're easily or well matched with Lurrus. So I've been playing around with some Lurrus as a companion decks, with the Colossal Plow and the is it called the Great Ox? Unfortunately, I don't have my deck list here, but I think that's what it's called. That's been a lot of fun. I made one deck that I called Scoop, because pretty much anyone I encountered with a scoop after a couple of turns, or well, maybe not a couple of turns, but I don't think I've actually killed Very many opponents they give up because this is aggravating. It's real fun to be able to pull out the Great Henge or the Colossal Plow on turn two, and then play a Kroxa, which I have in this deck as well. This is a Mardu deck, or I've made a couple of Mardu decks, but the one I named Scoop is a Mardu deck. Get Kroxa out, and then if you play in full control, you can equip or accrue the plow, but before Kroxa goes back into the graveyard or goes into the graveyard, and so you get that sweet attack with 6/3 on turn three, and also you get that three mana and three lives. So then you're on your way. Usually a good use of that mana will be to buy Lurrus at that point because you have the three white mana. Otherwise, since this is a Mardu deck, and I put in some, I have some other colorless cards as well, I might play a rune. I have that white rune, which I don't have the name of right now, but that gives lifelink, so that's perfect to throw on the plow. I realized that the runes are really good because as opposed to other enchantments or enchant creatures and the equipment, they stay on the plow even when it's not a creature, since it's just enchant permanent. So they're really good in that way. And I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you want to have a life linker 6/3 that gives you three life and three mana? I mean, you pull ahead pretty well, pretty good if you start attacking with that on turn four, I guess it would be. So yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with that deck. So the core of the deck is the four plows, four oxes, four Kroxas, Lurrus in the companion spot. I have four Hateful Eidolons. Those work really well with the runes. So I have four of each of the red, black, and white runes. Since those will get me an extra card when I play them. I can replay them with Lurrus from the graveyard. They give me an extra draw if a creature dies and I have the Hateful Eidolon in play. And of course, they have the actual abilities that they give. So lots of benefits of playing those. Drawback, of course, is when you're looking for a creature and you're sitting with a bunch of those on hand, that can be really irritating. Then I also have, what else do I have in this deck? I mean, those are the main things. I have Valky as well. I actually put four copies of Valky in there because early on you can use that to just mess up your opponent's their flow of playing cards by pulling some creature, or actually you might find it really useful. I had a play yesterday which was really good, something I didn't realize before that but since the creature that you take with Valky can be you can turn Valky into that creature for any colored mana. It's a perfect use of that three white mana that you get with the plow. So I was able to play Valky, pull a Goldspan Dragon from the opponent's hand, attack with the plow, which was charged by or accrued by, oh, it doesn't really matter, but I guess the ox, or it might have been Kroxa. But then you get that three white mana, and I had two to spare, so I could turn Valky into Goldspan. So really, really good play there. Powerful ability to be able to use all that extra mana. So yeah, I really like playing this deck. It's a lot of fun, and of course, once you have Lurrus in play, you can just start replaying all those cards. I have a couple of Agadeem's Awakening in there to help bring back Lurrus or something else that I might need. If I don't have Lurrus for whatever reason. And also two called Death Dweller for the same reason, I guess. And a couple of what's that called? Murder. It's not called murder, but something murder. just like card that the black card for two black and one that allows you to destroy a creature. So those are good to have if you because I don't really have any other direct way of dealing with creatures. I noticed that that w was really something that I was missing when I was coming up against this blue white flyers deck, and although the flyers were small, I had problems dealing with them, so I died in the end. Yeah, and then of course with Valky being able to play Tybalt later on in the game is also a real powerful effect. I had a win today where I played Tybalt and used the main ability to exile the top cards of each player's library and pulled a Ruinous Ultimatum so I could take out the opponent's permanents, and they just scooped. But yeah, lots of fun to play this deck. Don't know exactly my win-loss ratio. I tried it a bit in Diamond Tier 4. I was doing pretty much 50-50, I think. So I was holding my own, I guess, but not really getting anywhere. So, yeah. But still fun to play. I made a couple of variants on it, but since I don't have my statistics here at the moment, I'll save that for another time.